Welcome to the Future Learning Design Podcast.
It is the case that people are starting to relate to a different kind of narrative around education in a way that 5 years ago, actually, they weren't. It helps maybe to put it in light and say, is that what we care about? To craft an alternative, which might, just might, start to connect with people's lived experience.
Hello, and thanks for joining me for this introductory episode of the Future Learning Design Podcast. More and more people are questioning the education and training options available for their young people and employees. At Future Learning Design, we bring together a network of passionate educators and entrepreneurs who are intentionally redesigning the experience of learning in school, work, and life to enable people to grow, innovate, and thrive. In partnership with Intrepid Ed News and hosted by me, Tim Logan, this podcast provides a space for enlivening and inspiring conversations to encourage you to join in the movement to help drive positive change. With an abundance of fresh and authentic voices, the mission of Intrepid Ed News is to build the capacity of parents and educators to improve learning. Intrepid Ed News is a lighthouse for educators and parents at the intersection of journalism and professional development. If you enjoy listening, do recommend us to a colleague or friend, or give us a positive review wherever you get your podcasts. Along with Valerie Hannon, who you've already heard from, here are some other highlights from the fantastic guests that I've already had the pleasure of speaking to, such as Yong Zhao.
I think for the past 30 years, all education reforms by governments have proven one thing, they're wrong. You know, if you look at all the government reforms, there are only so many things they can play with, but they don't play with the most important thing.
Kieran Biercetti.
We have seen a timetable as a piece of paper rather than an artifact of conscience. For me, that's the fun of it. That's where it all comes together.
John Hattie.
For most kids, learning is coming to school, sitting up straight, paying attention, getting the work in on time, which has got nothing to do with learning.
Dr. Abdullah Al-Karam.
Any quality assurance around the world, around education, will have to fundamentally change because the structure of education system will change.
Heidi Hayes-Jacobs.
When we have students engage on personal inquiry, on an emerging specific life experience that's connected to them, the idea is it isn't pre-written. You can't project a phenomena-based curriculum. It is counterintuitive.
Andreas Schleck.
We need to make sure that good ideas spread and scale, and also that bad ideas disappear. That we are not doing well on either side. You know, we are not very good in scaling and spreading innovation, and we are not very good at dealing with issues that do not work in education.